presentation, 31st of October, patient Jane, J-A-N-E, McGee, capital M-C, capital G-H-E-E, date of birth, 7/24/1952. Jane McGee was seen for evaluation of nodular goiter, paragraph. Previously, comma, she had seen another endocrinologist 2 years ago and had a biopsy of the right lobe of her thyroid, which was benign, with no evidence of thyroid cancer, paragraph. At this point, she feels quite well and has no symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance, paragraph. Past history is notable for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history. She works in production parts for Chrysler, does not smoke and rarely drinks alcohol, paragraph. Current medications, colon, Keydur, 10 milliequivalents per day, comma, losartan, 50 milligrams daily, comma, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, comma, metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily, and simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review was unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated apart from spots in front of her right eye, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 144 over 68, comma, weight 176 pounds, and BMI is 32.2, period of pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was at an arch, there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. Heart sounds are normal with a mid-systolic murmur in the aortic area, and also heard over the right carotid, period. Peripheral examination is otherwise unremarkable, paragraph. I do note that she had a carotid ultrasound in the past showing arterial disease on that side. Paragraph impression, multinodular goiter, comma, stable, comma, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, paragraph. I've reviewed recent results of the thyroid, which is normal with a TSH of 1.16, period, paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend observation of her thyroid with a routine follow-up visit in 1 year, paragraph. Next patient.